You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kijin Higashibaba. A unique multicultural crafts show arrives just in time for the first weekend of December with food and entertainment. Regardless if you're planning on doing some holiday shopping or not, the 47th annual Plowshares Crafts Fair and Peace Festival could be a summer flashback.
Plowshares is the indoor Westcott Street Fair.
That's Lanny Freshman, an organizer of the event. He says the festival draws more than 3,000 people in 2 days.
It also is stuff that is made by hand, made by a person, and you see the person. There's just such a difference from that, from buying a piece of something that was made by, unfortunately, sometimes children in Bangladesh or people who are being exploited in rural China.
Freshman says there will be 110 crafters selling goods such as pottery, crocheted clothing, and woodworking, and 15 community groups at the fair. Diane Chepko-Sade from Mexico creates realistic-looking dragonflies in fused glass. She also incorporates pictures of hand-drawn animals found in ancient caves.
I actually just drop the powder on a flat piece of glass, and then I move it around with a paintbrush to make the form of the horse. And then when I get the form that I want, I fire it to 1290 degrees, and that melts the powdered glass into the sheet glass with the picture that I've copied from an image that was done by early man on the walls of caves.
It's that kind of personal dynamic with crafters and artists that Freshman claims makes the Plowshares experience meaningful. Other items include jewelry, metal and stone sculptures, and decorative objects. It happens this weekend at Nottingham High School, 3100 East Genesee Street in Syracuse. Saturday hours are from 10 to 5 and Sunday from 11 to 5. Their website is peacecouncil.net/plowshares. For more on this and other local news stories, go to WAER.org.